This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, we need to abstain from more than just food and water in the holy month of Ramadan. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It is an honor to be here at your service. The holy month of Ramadan, what a beautiful month indeed. A difficult month, trials, tribulations, hunger, thirst in the holy month of Ramadan. But it is difficult, you know, we don't eat, we don't drink. We kind of break ourselves from this materialistically imposed, you know, schedule and routine that we have. We break out of it and we're trying to go into a more, you know, spiritually oriented schedule and lifestyle. So, of course, it is going to be a little bit difficult, but, you know, we have to hang in there and be strong and we'll be able to get through it and we'll be a much better person, inshallah, by the end of the holy month of Ramadan. So we're talking about how we need to abstain from a little bit more than just food and water. Now, of course, the most basic elements and the basic necessities of a human being is food and water. I mean, can there be anything more basic than food and water in a human being's life? So, but despite it being basic, it is also very fundamental. I mean, if you don't eat or drink, you know, for a prolonged period of time, you most probably will die, right? I mean, I think that's the scientific consensus. So when we're talking about not eating and drinking, yes, this is a very big deal. You know, it is a basic thing. And when you realize that you are able to overcome such a basic and fundamental physical aspect of yourself, you know, then you realize that you can probably overcome a lot of other physical, you know, barriers or obstacles that are created because you have the power to be able to overcome such basic and fundamental aspects of your physical self that you will be able to, you know, overcome other ones as well.
Ramadan al-mustabin jaa bin nur al-mubin. Ramadan, Ramadan, Ramadan al-qanitin.
Welcome back. This is A to Z on IRIB English Radio. So we're talking about how we need to refrain and protect ourselves from things that are more than just food and water. So food and water, of course, being a basic necessity, is something that we need to refrain from in the holy month of Ramadan. And there's certain other jurisprudentially forbidden things, you know, that can break our fast that we also need to stay away from in the holy month of Ramadan. But it's not just limited to this, right? When we go towards the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam and the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, we find that they emphasize the fact that merely, you know, refraining from food and water is not going to cut it, especially when, you know, we indulge, unfortunately, or we commit sins. So, you know, for example, God forbid, we lie, we backbite, we cheat, we steal, we rob, you know, I don't know, we slander. For example, we look at things that are prohibited, or we listen to things that are prohibited, or we say things that are prohibited, right? These things, they might not jurisprudentially break our fast, but we need to stay away from them because, one, they defeat the purpose of fasting, which is self-purification, and these things, they, you know, they corrupt us, they taint us, they kind of stain us, you know, because they're sins, and that's what sins do. They taint and they corrupt, you know, and they are a blotch upon one's self. So, yes, not eating and drinking is a basic thing that we need to do, but we also need to refrain from committing many of these other sins that really, you know, don't help us to attain self-purification in the holy month of Ramadan.
Thank you. IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.